Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company in touch with Southeast Iowa program on AM and FM KCII. JJ Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Cindy Chavez, Washington County Environmental Health Public Health Inspector, about summer food preparation safety. Cindy, we are through the Memorial Day holiday, which means we're into the summer cooking season, and there's some precautions that people need to take to make sure they stay healthy when they're involved in summer cooking, cookouts, and other things that come with the season. Let's start with preparation of food. What are some important tips or rules that people need to follow to make sure that they stay healthy when it comes to preparing food?
Is to know where your food is coming from. An approved source is important. As you are preparing your protein, raw meats, poultry, or seafood, you have to think about, is it frozen? Does it need to be thawed out? If it needs to be thawed out, it will need to be thawed out properly in a safe manner. Thawing out with warm running water, thawing out in the microwave, thawing out while it's being cooked, or putting it from a freezer to a refrigerator to thaw out. A lot of people sometimes think that thawing out food at room temperature is safe, but that can actually introduce bacteria. You might want to think about having a separate cutting board for raw products away from ready-to-eat foods such as vegetables. You kind of have to think about marinating, right? It needs to be marinating at 41 degrees Fahrenheit or below to make sure that the food is not being introduced in that party zone temperature, which is from 42 to 134, which is where bacteria tends to grow.
What different precautions do people need to take as far as cooking, knowing when things are done, internal temperatures, those sorts of things?
So the best way to really keep that food safety in mind would be to use a thermometer. Our department recommends to use a thin point thermometer. For example, poultry will have an internal minimal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit, and that would just be an instantaneous 1 second reading. Ground meats such as ground pork or beef, that would be at 155 degrees Fahrenheit, and you would hold that thermometer in for 17 seconds to get that reading. Whole cut meats such as steaks or pork chops would be 145 degrees Fahrenheit for 15 seconds as you're reading that. And then hot dogs will just need to be cooked at 135 degrees Fahrenheit. As you're cooking, you want to try to remember to prevent cross-contamination, making sure you're washing your hands before you handle any foods. And then as you're using utensils, gloves, after you're done cooking, remember to keep it stored at 135 degrees Fahrenheit to keep hot foods hot. Make sure to stick to that 4 hour mark and then discard any food after that time period.
What do people need to do to make sure that if there is leftover food that it's safe for later consumption?
We like to call this just date marking, so just making sure you write down what day you prepared it or cooked it, so that would be considered day one, and you have 7 days from that point, counting the day of preparation or cooking day one.
And is there anything else you can think of, Cindy, when it comes to food preparation or food handling, safety tips for people that are important for the summer?
Just making sure that you're being very conscious of things and washing your hands just to prevent that cross-contamination.
That was Cindy Chavez on today's JJ Knitting Company in touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about summer food preparation safety. JJ Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.